Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am Catherine. You can't see me right now, but I am here with my dog, Rowan, who, if you hear creating a ruckus in the background, that's him because he's a little troublemaker. I live in the Pacific Northwest. I write small town romance with a little edge of suspense. And I think that love of suspense comes because I am a huge true crime addict. I love true crime podcasts and the occasional documentary. So that is kind of me.
So how did you get it started with the true crime? Was it Serial or was it Dateline or Investigation Discovery?
You know, I think Serial was my first real true crime podcast. And then I went on from that to a show called Up and Vanished. Their season one is just incredible. I loved it so much. And I just have gone down the rabbit hole since then.
I love this. Because I can see that, you know, your passion for true crime in your books. Like I read, you know, these small towns have like, I don't know, the crime rate. It's just like
crazy ridiculous stuff going on.
I'm like, what is happening? Kidnappings.
I know. You think safety in a small town, but not in my small town.
So what led you to start writing? Like, what was like, you know, what was the start, you know?
So I've always been a huge reader. I know probably every author on your show says that, but since I was little, I've been just gobbling up books. And I, maybe like 10 years ago now, I took a bad fall off a horse and really hurt my back. And so I was reading a ton of books during that time. That was kind of like my refuge. I went through like a few hard things in my personal life. I lost my dad, you know, ended a relationship, and romance books really were kind of my refuge. I really escaped into them during that time and just fell in love with the genre. And as I was kind of recovering from that fall injury, I decided, you know, like I wasn't working at the time. So I was like, I'm going to write a book. I was like, even if it's just one, that's fine, but I want to try. So I made myself promise I would finish. So I did. And I just fell in love with the process. That was it for me. I loved creating a fictional world. And it kind of took, you know, like two or three books for me to really like find my voice, find my niche, but I just have loved it so much.
My gosh, I love this. And I loved your books. And, you know, it's there's something to be said about small towns. Like, you know, I've never lived in a small town. I've always lived in big cities, but it's like, there's like this sense of like, you know, finding that niche of like, you know, small town love, like, you know, all the world you get to create because it's not a lived in space. You
know? Yeah. And I live in a small town now. It only has about 2,000 people, 2,000, 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun for me to kind of base the feel off of that. You know, they're all different from my exact town, but I pull from the feeling of knowing what it's like to move through this space. And it's really fun because it kind of heightens the stakes because everything is smaller, you know, so like people know each other, you get, you know, gossip, you get rumors, you get, you know, people that know secrets about each other. And I love that in a book.
Yeah, I love it. I actually love the fact that it's a cozy feeling, but yep. With yours are a niche of suspense. So there's like kidnapping or stalker. And I'm like,
I know. You're like, you're going to have this really cute secondary character and like cute animals. And then you're going to have like a stalker or a murderer.
Yeah. And you're just trying to figure out a cult. There was the proper cult.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like it's just like a little bit, it gives you the edge. It's like a little edgy. So we got to talk about your latest series, which is Echoes of Years, the second book in the series. But the first book in the series starts with a bang. It starts with a prologue that people are talking about. I think Samantha Young came and talked about your prologue of that first book. And she's like,
love that.
Just got me at the edge of my seat. So give us like a taste of what to expect from this series.
So I had an idea for a prologue. A lot of the ideas for my book start with something for a prologue. I kind of am known for putting you through it a little bit in that first chapter. I think it really like hooks you into the story, and it's always where the story kind of begins for me. And it's how I get to know the characters and kind of the setup. So in Whispers of You, it really is kind of an edge of your seat. Like it starts out really sweet, it ends really suspenseful, and you don't really know, you know, what's happening. And there is a real moment where you're wondering, you know, if this character we just met, if they're going to be in the rest of the book or not. And you don't really know until you get to the next chapter. So I love doing that. It's so fun, but I have to be honest, I don't think I've ever had as strong of a reaction for a prologue as I did for Whispers of You. I've gotten so many messages, so many tags, and it's really fun because I think there are a lot of readers who think, you know, oh, I don't really love romantic suspense. But then they will try one of my books and they're like, oh, I am like super into this. You know, this, it's just, and I always say I classify my books as like suspenseful romance because the focus is always on the couple for me. Like that's what I love about a story is, you know, two people falling in love, overcoming all of these obstacles to be together. And, but I think the suspense just kind of raises the stakes for the couple along the way. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoy that.
I love this. And so speaking of the Whispers of You, Echoes of You. Like, talk to us about some of your backlist titles. Like, which ones after we finish these two books, because we're going to be waiting for the rest of the series, what other series should we look for going backwards?
So Whispers of You and Echoes of You are part of the Lost and Found series, and that follows five siblings. We get each of the siblings' books, which this has been my first family series, true family series, which has been really fun. It's been fun to kind of develop those siblings' characters and explore their banter, but we do see the hero from book one. We see him a couple of times in my Tattered and Torn series, which starts with Tattered Stars. He just pops up. He's mentioned in a couple of books, and he actually shows up in the last book in that series. And that would be where I would tell people to go after. I would say, go back to Tattered Stars, work your way through that series. I am always someone who likes to start usually with an author's newer stuff, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know why, but so I'm always working backwards. So when people ask where to start, I always tell them Tattered Stars or Whispers of You. I think those are two great places. And Tattered and Torn is like a family and like found family group of friends as well. And it kind of surrounds a kidnapping that happened in the past and the ramifications of that within a family, within a community. And we kind of see how this kidnapping affected all these different people and really affected a town in general. So it was a really fun series to write. Again, I had this idea for a prologue, and that's what started the whole series for me.
It is a good prologue because I've been reading that series. That's been keeping me company. Like I'm savoring it. And it's like, I want to get to Shiloh's book, but I'm like, no, not yet. I'm gonna
try, you know? People were real mad when I held Shiloh until the end.
Yeah, but I'm like, it makes sense because we gotta see her character grow.
Exactly.
So awesome. So what kind of books do you recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I typically read a lot of suspenseful books, or I also really love paranormal books too. Mm-hmm. Those are another favorite of mine. But some of my very favorites are another one that's coming out actually the same day as Echoes of You is Beyond the Thistles by Samantha Young. I just got to read an arc of this. It's absolutely incredible. The hero is honestly one of my favorites, like in fiction. She does such a beautiful job of creating these like very like broody alpha guys, but they have such depth and we really get to see like the inner struggle. And she just writes so beautifully. This book is incredible. Grumpy Sunshine, like just everything you want in the story. He's a bodyguard, like, oh, sign me up. So I loved that one. I also always, always recommend Little Lies by Helena Hunting. Mm-hmm. It is one of my favorite books. I discovered it last year and just was obsessed. Like she probably like is about to get a restraining order from me because of how much I fangirled over this book with her. I'm like, anytime someone's asking for a recommendation, I'm like, have you read Little Lies? Cause it's incredible. So I love that one. And then another one I always recommend is Where the Blame Lies by Mia Sheridan. It's just a book that has stuck with me years later after reading it. I still think about that book sometimes. She does such a beautiful job with creating these beautifully broken characters and these jaw-dropping plot twists and just something that makes you think about life as you're reading it. And it's just stunning. So those would be three of my recommendations.
I'm bumping up Little Lies for sure because I did read the book
series. The audio is fabulous too.
Oh my God. I think I have the audiobook because you can buy it. Like it's a really cheap audiobook that you can get
add-on. Yeah, uh-huh. You can add it on. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I already own the audiobook. So I think I'm going to bump
the
it up.
Audio. I'm going to check up with you and make sure you did it.
I will. I'm bumping it up. It's going to keep me company at night.
Yay. I'm so glad.
Awesome. So Catherine, tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me at Catherine Cowles Author on Instagram. I hang out a lot over there. The other place I am a lot of the time is my reader group on Facebook, which is Catherine Cowles Reader Group. I also have a Facebook page under the same handle. I'm on TikTok. I'm trying to think if there's really anywhere else. I don't think so. Goodreads always. I try and pop over there occasionally, but I think that's it.
This is so good. So thank you, Catherine, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.